This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Americans held for years in Iranian custody walked off arm in arm from a plane and into freedom as part of a painstakingly negotiated deal between the United States and Iran. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday said he'd spoken to the five U.S. citizens after they left Iran and flew to Doha.
But for today, for this moment, it's very good to be able to say that our fellow citizens are free after enduring something that I think it would be difficult for any of us to imagine, that their families will soon have them back among them, and that in this moment, at least, I have something very joyful to report.
Monday's prisoner swap saw the Biden administration agree to unlock nearly $6 billion in frozen Iranian assets. World leaders met for the opening day of the 2023 Sustainable Development Goals Summit at the United Nations on Monday. In his opening remarks, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for switching to renewable energy, spreading digitization and education, and full gender equality rights, and called for ending hunger.
We must take action on hunger. In our world of plenty, hunger is a shocking stain on humanity and an epic human rights violation. It is an indictment of every one of us that millions of people are starving in this day and age.
It's been a week since floods devastated the Libyan city of Derna. Now the United Nations is worried disease could bring a second crisis to the city. Italy says it's cracking down on people fleeing northern Africa, making the crossing to Italian soil, said they will be repatriated. This is VOA News. There were more protests in Niger over the weekend, this time at a French military base, after French President Macron said the ambassador they'd been calling to leave was being held hostage. Reuters' Olivia Chan says thousands of protesters descended on the French military base.
Protesters gathered outside the base to demand its troops, as well as the French ambassador, to leave the country. Hundreds are camped there, vowing to occupy the base's front entrance until their demands are met. Relations between Niger and its former colonizer France have worsened since Paris declared the junta illegitimate, stoking anti-French sentiment. French President Emmanuel Macron said on Friday that France's ambassador in Niger is being held hostage at the French embassy by the military junta.
Reuters' Olivia Chandler says Niger's military leaders ordered the ambassador's expulsion late last month, but Paris rejected it, saying it still regards democratically elected President Bazoum, currently being held prisoner by the junta, as the country's sole legitimate leader. Kenya is the fifth largest coffee producer in Africa. But like farming communities around the world, Kenya's coffee farmers are being increasingly squeezed by climate change, price fluctuations, and now a real estate boom. Francis Otamwa reports from Kenya's capital, Nairobi.
This is Kiambu area, a cornerstone of Kenya's coffee industry. But with massive harvests from India and Indonesia flooding the market, prices are down. And some farmers are getting out of the business of farming and becoming landlords instead. Modern houses now stand where coffee bushes once thrived, and farmers like 57-year-old Joseph Ndongo believe it's the only rational choice to survive in today's economy.
Coffee is now being overtaken by the real estate.
Just a few years ago, these lands were covered in thriving coffee plantations. Now towering apartment buildings have taken their place, with billboards advertising land for sale at every turn. Francis Ontomwa for VOA News, Nairobi, Kenya.
The Biden administration is preparing to unveil new regulatory measures to allow more U.S. financial support for small private businesses in Cuba. A person familiar with the matter said on Monday. The move, expected as soon as this week, is seen as a long-promised but limited step to ease restrictions to help Cuba's budding entrepreneurs cope with the fallout from the communist-ruled island's troubled economy. More news on our website, voanews.com. You can also check us out on Facebook and Instagram, VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.